Welcome to FSHD Straight Talk, the podcast where we dive deep into living with FSHD. I'm your host, Tim Hollenbach, and I'm on the journey with you. Having FSHD, I understand the challenges it brings to patients and their families. We're in this together, and this podcast is a space where we swap stories, share advice, and talk to experts to get the latest news. There's plenty to say about living with FSH muscular dystrophy, so let's get straight to it. I hope you enjoyed all the interviews that were brought to you today as we highlighted the National Walk and Roll to Cure FSHD today on the 20th. And these walks will be happening throughout the rest of this month into October even. So look for those and try to be a part of them if you can. It's a great time to bring together the community as we highlighted throughout these conversations. The takeaways, like I like to do in our podcast, is really for me, is the awareness that this is bringing. So many people that maybe have gone to those parks and events and wondering what's happening. It's a great time to educate people and let them be aware that FSHD exists. The funds that are raised are astronomical amounts of money that help to go to curing this terrible disease. The unique events that each walk and roll has. That was my, my fun takeaway with this. I love hearing all the different things that are happening if it's in in Virginia or in Idaho or in the Mid-Atlantic or wherever. I mean, Amy Beck, you're describing the costume contest or that kind of maze game. I mean, those are fun, unique things. And I challenge all those walk and rolls throughout the next years to bring out those unique things in your community and highlight those things. I'd love to hear about them. And lastly, of course, yes, is the community base. As I always mentioned throughout, that's what this podcast is about. That's what the walk and roll events are about, is the community. There's the science behind what we're fighting. There's, you know, physical therapists that'll help us, and there's the doctors, and there's the caregivers for sure, all within our community. But the people with the disease, that's who we're trying to help. From the very young, without a question, we have to include them, and I hope that this brings awareness to that group for sure. It needs to be highlighted more and more and more. Hopefully, even those walk and rolls help that. And as we push forward to find a cure. So thanks for joining us today. Thank you for being a part of this walk and roll event. Keep walking, keep rolling, and thanks for tuning in. You listen to the FSHD Straight Talk podcast. So today we talk about the San Diego Walk and Roll. It is happening September 20th, 9 a.m. Harbor Island Park. We bring in Amy Beck here, a familiar face to so many, a huge, huge advocate in our community. Welcome, Amy. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
It is for sure. And I know before we hit record, we're like, man, it's been a while. It's been a bit. Maybe it's been since, I don't know when, but it's been a while. And I'm so excited that you get to talk about your event because it's one of the main staples of the walk and roll, in my opinion, consistently driving the dollars up and up and up, a lot of sponsorships, a lot of good stuff, but I don't want to take away your thunder. So tell us, what is everybody going to expect with your event?
A lot of fun.
There you go.
Fun with fundraising. That's the key. we meet at, registration is at 9 in the morning on the 20th, Saturday morning. We usually have beautiful weather. And it's on the, we have a skyline that's gorgeous. We walk along the bay and we can see the North Island Naval Base and all the ships. And the other area, and you look south, you've got the San Diego skyline. And it's a beautiful little treed pocket park.
Wow, that sounds beautiful. I mean, San Diego is beautiful in general, but the way you just pictured that for everybody, that's phenomenal.
It's iconic.
Yeah, wow. So when people show up, obviously they're getting the best view, San Diego weather, everybody expects that to always be positive. And there's the walk event, of course. Is there like a path you guys take then throughout the park? How does that go?
There is a path that goes along the bay. It just goes, you know, one direction down the bay. And we walk down for a certain length of time. And then there's a U-turn. And then we walk back to the staging area. And that's only the beginning. That's after the presentations and all the sponsors. Avidity is our platinum sponsor. So they're the main sponsor. They will be presenting. And everyone's all excited to hear from them.
Yeah.
Of course, with the clinical trials that are going on and the biomarkers. So they are going to be the main event. Then we have a couple of other sponsors. We have ES3 Physical Therapy. The owner of that is Renee Stetkovich. Renee and I go back a long time, many, many years. She really understands FSH and she's now working with a couple of our other patients in the area. So she's been a longtime supporter. My home care agency, Best of Care, are sponsors. They're friends of FSHD. And then we have the Hilton, which is directly across the street from the park, and they are offering discount rooms for anybody who comes in from
Very
a distance.
nice. No excuses then.
No
It's all
excuses.
covered.
No excuses. In fact,
Awesome.
we do have a team coming in from all over. There's one participant or two from Arizona,
Oh.
somebody from the Bay Area, somebody from Texas and Ohio,
Wow.
and one other state, I forget which, but they are going to have their own team. And they're calling it Missing Wheels because Ray Jordan is one of the walkers. And unfortunately, his wife, Cindy, has passed from complications, respiratory complications. So we're gonna have a little bit of a memorial for her as well.
That's sweet. Wow. That's a lot of people come from different parts, not just San Diego in general. Hence why you have to have that support of the
Exactly.
Hilton. That's key in this. And then you mentioned, Avidity right away. Everybody hears that name, and more they're getting more excited about what they have to say. But they're giving more than just the monetary type sponsorship, right? I mean,
Always.
they're big time into the supporting the walk in general, like boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground. They walk the walk, they talk the talk. We've had them here every year since because Avidity, of course, is a local biotech firm. And when they usually send about at least 30, sometimes 40 volunteers. So they are here from the very early morning helping us set up. Whatever we ask for support, they contribute and they participate in the event. And help us do the cleanup at the end as well.
Oh, wow. They just don't make the mess, they clean it up. That's
Yes,
That's fantastic. And you have some unique things going on beyond just the walk and roll. I know people usually expect some type of food and those kind of things will, usually happen. Tell us about the other unique things that you have going on.
just to have the walk for people to come and walk and go home. So we want to make it a little bit more fun than that, something for them to look forward to. So every year we sort of try to create a little bit of an additional event. And it turned out that this was so successful last year that everybody is looking forward to this and talking. The buzz is about what we have done with what we're calling the Amazing Race. And it's M-A-Z-E, so it's a small A, capital M-A-Z-E, Amazing Race. The reason for that is because we have some manual wheelchairs that we bring with us in case anybody can't do the walk and wants to and maybe has limited mobility. But for this game, everyone could participate. It's interrailed. And we do a maze on the ground. We draw one. And we time competition with somebody that pushes someone in the wheelchair. And it's timed event. But what makes it even more fun is the person who's pushing is blindfolded. And the person in the chair has to verbally direct them through the maze. Anytime they go over a line, there's a 3-second penalty.
Oh my goodness.
And there is prizes. And it's a lot of fun. It really was a hit last year.
That is a fantastic idea. I mean, that's even great for like a team building type event or something like that. You hear those great communication thing, a lot of fun to watch. I mean, you just have to be the people participating watching that must be hilarious to
It's
see.
hilarious. And it also gives the person who's pushing, actually the person in the chair who may or may not be disabled, an insight into what it is like when you have to direct a caregiver or someone who doesn't know what you have in your mind and they're your body and you have to tell them, go in the kitchen to the third cabinet, third glass on the right behind the saucer. And they're like, they can't find it, and it's very frustrating for both parties. So it gives them that insight. And it really was, they were very impressed with that.
And then those that bring their pets, you have a something
Ah,
too.
absolutely. We take away the excuse when people say, I can't come because I can't leave my pet for a couple of hours. Well, bring your pet and bring their costume from Halloween because we have a pet costume contest. With prizes for the pets, and that's adorable. They look really, really cool. Yeah,
That is cool. That is cool. I'm a big dog person, so that's fantastic. But all kinds of pets, I'd imagine, are in
all kinds of
costume.
pets, all sizes, all kinds of pets, and we don't leave out the kids. The kids are invited. We have chalk art for the kids with supervised chalk art. And in Avidity's tent, there's going to be coloring books, and the coloring books are special. They are of pictures of interabled with children and adults in wheelchairs and canes. In the coloring book, the kids are going to color. And the reason for that is because a lot of these kids don't get to see themselves represented. And this will be something unique for them. I've never seen a coloring book like this.
Yeah, I'm sure not, right? I mean, there should be
So,
more of them out there, but yeah, I get it. And then MC, I know it's a person I know of all too well. I've had him on this podcast several times. Who is that going to be for you?
he's our favorite, Max Adler. For those who may not be initiated about Max has been a longtime supporter. I know Max back in 2010 when I was doing walk and rolls up in Irvine. And it got too hard for me to do it remotely up in Irvine, so I stopped after 5 years. But Max was there every year. He was our celebrity host at that time, and then I stopped doing the walk and rolls, but recreated them down here 5 years ago. It's been 5 years, Tim.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Max has come, and he supported us, and he's going to be our MC. He did a marvelous job last year, very involved in all the activities, and just wonderful. His mother and grandmother had FSH, and he is absolutely an avid supporter for us.
And his energy is unbelievable.
Energy, the
Oh.
energy level, it really brings a lot to the event.
Yeah, he's got so much energy. I mean, it's been a while since I've seen him as well or talked to him as well. And I know he had a young son at the time. I'm not sure how his family is growing and how things are going there. I imagine it's going fantastic, but that's great to have Max involved. And yeah, he's definitely rooted in the community. There's no question because of the family impact that this disease has had on his family. And
And he's such a gentleman. Yeah,
he
and
is.
if you ask of him if he can do it, he will.
Yes. Yeah. So we know that registration can happen probably right as you walk in, right? If you haven't yet, you can then.
Yes.
So that's not a problem. That's easy. No excuses. I'm trying to eliminate those for people. The weather's going to be great.
We
No
do
excuses there.
request that people register in advance so that we have an idea of the numbers, because we do
Oh,
have
sure.
t-shirts. We have door prizes, and we have food for lunch, so we want to be prepared. We don't want anybody to run out of anything.
And where should they do that? How can they find where to register?
They can go on to the fshsociety.org to the event pages. There is a walk and roll page for them. I don't know if you can post afterwards. I
Yeah,
actually
we can. Yeah, absolutely.
have the flyer.
Nice.
We have a flyer that with the barcode. Where is that barcode?
Perfect. Yep, there it is. Yep.
There it is. And they can register there. There are no
Beautiful.
excuses to do
Of
that.
course.
In fact, I brought a prop for you guys to see. We have teams. I've mentioned we have nine teams.
Yeah, 19.
So my team
Oh, Amy's Army. Nice.
is Army.
Beautiful.
That's Amy's Army, and we have future high fivers. Because eventually down the road we'll be able to do our high fives.
Yeah, I
Really
like that.
cute names. We have Rod's Snack Attack Brigade. I mentioned Missing Wheels. Yeah, very creative,
Yeah, it
with
is very creative.
Rod's
Yeah.
Rolls. Yeah. It's gonna
The hope then, right? I mean, that we do these events. What is the driving force? Like, what motivates you, Amy, to kind of do this every year, get it going? You always have a successful event, but what motivates you?
Well, two things. Obviously, without question, is that we want to do, sunset the organization someday, because we'll have a cure or at least an ongoing treatment. So that is always in the forefront of a given. But also to keep the local patients and everyone engaged, to know they're not alone, and give everyone an excuse to just kind of hang out together and get together and remind each other that, this is the reason we're here, and we're here for each other. And everyone seems to enjoy it. So the other part is to have fun.
Yeah, it is. It's a time to gather, time to come together. If there's people that you've seen in past walk and rolls, you get to see them again, meet a lot of new people, I'm sure. Sounds like at your event especially, there's people coming from all around, which makes it even more interesting and fun. Yeah. So in closing though, like what's your final message to those that are hoping that the future is bright? You mentioned it, closing down the FSHD Society at some point because of a cure. Give us like that like final raw speech, go get 'em kind of energy for us.
Well, guys, you know, if we don't do it, who's going to do it for us? So we have to be our own advocate. Come on down, go to Walk and Roll's local to you, stay involved, stay engaged. I know it seems like it takes forever for everything to happen, but it's not going to happen unless we make it happen. So I want to see you there or at other walks in your area, and just keep on keeping on.
Keep it on, keep it on. Well said, Amy. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for plugging all
Thank
the fun stuff that's going on. Really appreciate it.
And I appreciate you.
Thank you. So to celebrate or continue to celebrate the walk and roll event that is happening throughout the day today and this weekend, so many walk and rolls are happening throughout the country, even in Canada, North America, and so on. And we want to take time to kind of talk about what each one is doing. And in this episode here of the walk and roll that we're highlighting is in Long Island, New York. So we have Ian Barr in here to kind of, you know, he's going to plug it, folks, because, you know, if this is being aired ahead of time, prior to, I don't know. We want to cover all the angles so that people, if they want to get involved, if they want to come to the event, or if they want to fundraise and know what's going on, we want to make sure we get the right people in front of you. So we welcome Ian today. Thanks for being here, Ian, talking about your walk and roll event.
Thanks for having me, Tim. Glad to be here.
This is a big day for the FSHD Society, FSHD community in general. This is a huge time of the year where a lot of money is starting to get funneled into the proper directions for cures and treatments and so forth. But before we get too far down the road of what and how you guys are going to be doing that in your neck of the woods, a little bit about yourself, Ian, because some might not know who you are. I know you're involved with that group, with the walk and roll in Long Island, but tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So my name's Ian Barr. I live out on Long Island, New York. Been recently impact recently been with the FSHD Society for the past couple of years. Basically what why I got involved was I didn't know for a while that it was separate from the NDA Society. So when I found out that the fundraising was different and where the allocation of resources were going, I wanted to be able to help focus the lens on what's specifically impacting us with the disease. Getting more outreach, getting my story brought to the light, bringing people together. It's been a pretty great experience so far and just looking to grow the event.
Yeah, you have FSHD in your family, like so many of us do. Some of us don't, like myself. I have no idea where mine came from. But for you, there's a little bit of that history. Do you mind sharing that a little bit for those that can kind of relate?
Yeah, sure. So I grew up knowing basically that I had it. My grandmother had it. I never met her. My father had it, has it. He's still with us. And me and my brother both have it. Growing up, it was always assumed I had it from some differences in skeletal structure, eyelids not closing, things that were telltale signs. And then I got genetically tested when I was about 14 or 15. So by then I was playing sports, lifting weights, noticing some differences and capabilities and things like that. And so getting the verification was not surprising, but it was good to get the certification on it to know. Didn't really have much impact growing up though, but over the past 10 years or so, I've had some atrophying and weakness and things like that. So it's kind of slowly started to become more impactful. And that's why I kind of got involved. I wanted to take a bit of a different route than previous family members of kind of not really speaking up about it. Mm-hmm. Just again, learning about how the disease is funded for, fundraised for, and research done for. This was my way of being able to get involved.
So is that kind of what drew you, the FSHD Society angle? You mentioned it, thinking that it was kind of MDA related or joined efforts, but really not. Did you kind of, were you looking for that more of a funnel, a straight line to the FSHD?
Yeah. I mean, I try to live a normal life and don't let it impact me as it's been coming into sure. fruition. Just, you know, taking more of a hands-on approach with how I think I want to help out. And the MDA Society seems a lot bigger, so I didn't feel as much of a need. Mm-hmm. And just as I've gotten older and it's wanting to get my own story out, be able to talk about myself more, be more open and honest with friends, family, things like that. It's
And
an amalgamation of everything.
how has that been received, from family, friends? Because it sounds like you might be one of the first family members to kind of talk about it openly, to say, "Hey, this is what's going on with me, and this is how I want to tell you," and so on. And sometimes that's not always received great, and
Yeah.
sometimes it is, So how has it been for you, if you're willing to kind of share that part?
Yeah, it's been supportive. I'm not one that is as obvious. I have some atrophying on my calf, so there's a limp in there. And so I try not to bring it up as much, but my friends and family know about it now, and it's not something I actively talk about, but as the fundraiser goes on, it's a time to shine the light on it. It's not a conversation I have all the time. My father's in a wheelchair now, though, so it's these signs again. You kind of can't hide it at one point, and I didn't want to hide it. It's a part of me. It's something people should know about and educate people. And if they're real, friends and family, they care. So, yeah.
True, true. And do you have your friend's family join in on the walk?
Yeah, I saw
Share
I've been
with you?
recently expanding the community outreach. It's been a bit of a crazy past 6 months for me, and the fundraising kind of picked up the past couple months. I was
Okay.
kind of just busy. So this past two months, month and a half, been really trying to grow the outreach, and the fundraising has been coming in slowly but surely, and I think we're going to kick it off real soon
Nice.
as it grows, yeah, as we get closer.
Fantastic. How many years have you done it? Is this the first year, or has there been multiple years you've done it in
So
Long Island?
this is the second year.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're learning on the fly.
That's right. Hey, that's how you got to do it. If you ask me, most of the time, it's like, you know what? At some point, you just got to jump. You get so much information you need, you just do it. So, but you have the first year, under your belt. You have that experience to drive with you. What kind of things do you guys do? I know that you go to Eisenhower Park, located in East Meadow, New York, right? So I have the right location, I believe. And
Yeah.
it's on the 27th of September.
Yes.
So what kind of like walk us through the day. Like how does it look? What's like your vision of it, Ian?
Yeah, so I get there bright and early. So it starts at check-in starts at 9. So I'm there 7:30, 8 o'clock, setting up signs, setting the route paths, putting all the way findings out there, and balloons and food,
Nice.
and also the FSHD societies have been amazing too. They really help out with the funding for food and drinks, and
Oh, nice.
all the different requirements. It really was made my life easy. I didn't have to get pencils, papers, staplers. Every little detail was taken care of by the
Wow.
society. It was kind of just be there to assist and help lead it, basically. It's me and another one of our members on Long Island are the main leaders for it. So we've been meeting every month or so. And so day of the event, though, you get there, you check in, we have a good time, it's all smiles, and everyone's great to see each other, whether you know each other or not. And that's honestly been the most impactful thing, honestly, is meeting other people with the disease for the first time. It's actually amazing to hear people's stories growing up for 20, 30 years, some people never meeting a single person with it. Again, the FSHD society is new to me, in the sense of very recently in my life, and for those that have been around, it's very new for them too, and just the whole community has been great.
Yeah, it's quite an experience, isn't it? When you meet someone else that has it for the first time, it's almost a little surprising how you kind of feel about it. You don't really expect to be emotional about it or anything. And I've had it happen to myself when I've met people for the first time when I went to a Chicago chapter meeting years and years and years ago. It's happened for me when I was the recipient of being the first person that someone's met with it. That actually happened on a baseball field. We were both coaches, which is really interesting. And came to find out he had to kind of step away for a while because he was just like overwhelmed by that connection. And that can happen, right, to some people when you kind of for the first time and you're sharing those stories, experiences. So that's probably like a lot of it, right? I mean, I've heard that from people about the walk and roll. The fundraising is fantastic, but really it's about the community, right? It's about the connection.
Yeah, 100%. These are people that, I mean, you're instantaneously friends. It doesn't have to be a a huge connection or relationship or long conversations, but you remember each other and you hope to see each other again. It's not a long day. We're there for a few hours, but the relationships have been lasting, it seems so far. Just a year in already, we're friends on social media. I recognize the faces on the chapter meetings, things like that. So it's been great to meet in person, especially for places where it's a long distance to get to chapter meetings if it's in person. So it's a nice way to get in person, get back to reality a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I know there's been virtual groups that also meet. I've heard people do both, right? They'll jump onto one of the virtual type things to meet that way, people across even the country or the world. And then their local chapters just kind of help kind of get that grassroots feeling where there's people close to them. I give you a lot of credit, for doing what you're doing, for spearheading. It is not easy task, even though I know you said FSHD Society has helped with kind of kitting it up and kind of handing it to you in like a box, so to speak, and go, hey, this is how you do it. But you still have to do it. It's still steps. It's still time. I appreciate you doing that because it does impact the whole community of people that have this disease. Have you set any like funding goals or anything like that?
Yeah, so last year was a huge success for us. It was we almost raised about $20,000
Oh,
for the first
that's
year, which
encouraging.
is more than I ever thought.
Wow.
We're hoping to match that.
Nice.
We're on our way, and just gotta hit the ground running. It's not as easy to understand for some people, like a cancer walk or other ones that I've been a part of. So just getting that information out, letting people know what the disease is, and again, like just helping to grow the network of the community. If friends and family is the best way to start, colleagues, workplaces, things like that, and just growing it organically. That's kind of the best way forward, right?
It totally is. Just to kind of spread your story to other people. The storytelling side of it seems to what kind of draw people in and to like know you, and then they care about what you're going through. And I know everybody has a something. I mean, there could be a gazillion walks a day, right? Considering what all people battle between mental illness, physical things and whatnot. But FSHD, at least for that time, right? We want to spotlight it, say this is kind of our something. This is something that we want people to know more about. Considering it's the most common form of muscular dystrophy, and nobody that I've ever met said, oh yeah, I've totally heard of that. Nobody's ever said that to me when I
Yeah.
ask them what it is. So you mentioned like it's affected you with a little bit of a walk, right? You're a little bit of a limp. I can attest to it. Yes, I have an odd stride in my walk for sure. It's getting worse as I get older, but it's definitely unique. And I get people saying, oh, you okay? Did you twist an ankle or something? I'm like, no, I have FSHD. It's a muscular dystrophy. I just lay it right out to them like that. And they're like, what? So they're expecting this, like, yeah, I kind of tripped on the way in and my ankle hurts. No, it's actually a disease. So do you get anybody that asks you that? I was just curious, hey, are you all right with the stride you have?
Yeah, when it comes up, and I'm not one to, put it out there, but if someone asks, I do exactly what you do. I say, that's who I am. It's like I got FSHD and everything's okay as of now, but the reality is it's muscular dystrophy, and again, just educating people on it.
Any moment you can to me, just kind of sprinkle a little bit of knowledge on them, kind of put it on their radar
Yeah.
to know what it's about. When you're at the park, when you guys are doing the event itself, do you happen to get any, passerbyers kind of wondering what's going on and ask?
Yeah, we did. And they were actually scoping out the site for their own
Oh,
fundraisers.
really?
So yeah, it was great
Nice.
to kind of like just interchange. They donated to our event. We signed up for their event. I mean, it was much later in the year
Oh,
though.
that's cool.
Yeah, just it's just everyone just wants to help each other out with things like this. I find it's a very positive environment, whichever fundraiser it tends to be. And just it's all about community outreach. It's all about getting the word out no matter what. But yeah, it was very funny. They came by and we were just like, who are these people? And I go, come on in and grab a bagel. And they came in
Grab a bagel, the donation box is over there. It's like, let them know this is what we're doing. But it's cool that you kind of bridge that gap, from the average person walking the park is probably curious of what is this about, and that's fantastic. Then you can help them, right? So one person helps another. Man, if that was happening more in the world, a lot of problems could be fixed that way, Ian, I'm telling you.
That's true.
lot of problems. So plug it now to the aspect of we know the where, we know the when. If people want to go on websites and social and et cetera, how can they find out even more details if they want to do that?
Well, the Walk Enroll to Cure FSHD website has tons of information on it. It's very easy to navigate. You can go to the Get Involved tab there, and there, right there, you can find all the national walk and roll events taking place. Help out Long Island or wherever you're located. And I actually did want to shine a light on something that we're doing also for it. So my father-in-law is actually part of Turkish Airlines, and he's actually donating two tickets for auctioning that we did it last year, and we're
Really?
looking to grow the event as well. Or the auction process.
Yeah.
So the tickets, you need to fly out of New York, but it's
Okay.
to anywhere in the world through Turkish Airlines. So
Wow.
pretty great deal. And
Yeah.
yeah, we're just trying to get the word out for that. It wasn't as much of a hit last year, so just I think we just need to do a bit better with the community outreach and information.
Yeah, they kind of know that you kind of get the juices flowing a little bit, right? If you know that kind of a big item is coming up to is it going to be a silent auction, live auction? How are you guys doing
It
that?
will be a silent auction online. So
Okay.
we're going to open it up, I believe, September 1st
All right.
through September 27th, or around then when our walk closes. It is New York Central, but it's tickets all around the world. You just have to fly to New York or co leave out from JFK, or
Yeah.
I believe it's JFK. But all the
Nice.
details will be there. They post it through the FSHD website, and just keep an eye out for it.
Beautiful.
It's a great prize.
That
Going
is a
for
great
a prize.
prize.
Yeah.
Very generous. That is a big get, as they say in the business. That's nice. I like that. Oh, fantastic. So as long as we didn't miss anything, did I miss any other plugs, sponsors or anybody else that you need to thank?
No, not yet.
Yeah. So
We
the door is open.
yeah,
Sponsor them up.
we're working with the Long Island Children's Museum as of a couple of days ago, actually. They're going to
Oh.
be having an in-kind donation for us, so that's great locally. And just trying to build the Long Island chapter more, or the Long Island walk more. So anybody on Long Island, New York, tri-state area, reach out to me or somebody else at the walk. My email is enlbar92@gmail.com. That's with two R's. And happy to, help you out and get set up and get going and helping us fundraise.
Nice. Nice. Thanks, Ian. Excellent job plugging your walk and roll. I love it. Long Island on the 27th, walk and roll at Eisenhower Park, in East Meadow, New York. Check it out. It's all over the FSHD site, as Ian has said. Thanks, Ian, for joining us. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Tim.
You bet. So as we highlight the walk and roll events happening throughout the I would say America, but honestly, we're also talking about Canada and other parts of the world that are recognizing the Walk and Roll Days and all the events happening. And today we have Molly Garrett representing a Walk and Roll in her area, but I'll let her explain what they're doing and how it's going to be laid out for you all that are in that area. But welcome, Molly. Thanks for joining us, part of the Virginia chapter. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Tim. I appreciate being invited.
So, what kind of brings you into the FSHD community? Tell us a little about yourself, I guess, to start with.
Sure. Yeah. So, like about a third of our members, I was one of those people who was out there searching, trying to figure out what are all these weird symptoms? What's going on with me? And it took just shy of 10 years to get my
Oh, wow.
diagnosis.
Wow.
Got my diagnosis officially through genetic testing in February of 2024, and was immediately invited by Dr. Nick Johnson's team to come to his patient education day because I'm here in Eastern Virginia. He's in Richmond, who's only 2 hours away. And that was the first time I met other patients with FSHD. It was an incredible day. And while I was there was a lovely person that we all know and love, Miss Anna Gilmore, the society's senior director for education advocacy. And she just approached me and told me, we're planning this Capitol Hill day and it's coming up in 2 weeks. And I know this is a Hail Mary, but we had a person who had to drop out and we're looking for someone who's maybe a working mom with maybe a family and moderate disease, and you kind of seem to fit the bill. Are you interested?
Yeah.
Well, the answer was absolutely. That was a dream come true to be able to go to Capitol Hill and advocate. And being able to advocate for myself, for my family, for friends that are living with FSHD, that was very powerful.
Wow.
So,
Yeah, quite a journey. 10 years diagnosis, and then just jump right in, Molly. Like just, representing our community so well and telling your story and being out in front like that, that is a lot of courage in there.
well, thank you. It was really empowering to have a voice. After all the time of visiting so many local doctors, and I even went to two major medical centers, and they were wonderful, but they literally had no idea what was wrong with me.
Man, yeah, it's a
It
common story, right? That you
is.
probably heard when you've connected with others,
It is. I hear it so often, and it wasn't until I got in front of a neurologist that specialized in muscular dystrophy. That was the first person who knew. And the first time he saw me, he knew that very first hour.
Wow. Yeah, it takes like the right person to see it, with the right eyes on it. My neurologist wrote a paper on it when he was younger, as he said it. So he knew the same thing pretty much right away by just observing the symptoms. So, yeah, but to then jump into, like you said, going to Capitol Hill is a fantastic experience. I know it's always emotional for those that meet someone else with the disease or multiple people for that matter, for that first time. And then Anna Gilmore, she's also, FSHD Society and all that. How did then you get to where we are now, where you're active within the chapter and within this walk and roll event?
Yeah, sure. So, Gary was actually at the Capitol Hill Day, Gary Lauck, and he was co-director of the Virginia chapter, along with Jody Howell, who works with Dr. Nick Johnson. And Jody was wearing so many hats, she was really looking for someone else to step up. So, as we were having our monthly online meetings, Jody's like, Molly, you seem to be very involved. By chance, would you be interested in stepping up to help Gary? And honestly, I was honored. Gary is just a fantastic guy. You already know that. But I was honored to be asked, and I said, I would love to help our community if I can.
Awesome.
So I just kind of slowly, like last fall, I was just even starting to ease into this is the direction we're moving in. I wasn't even co-chair or co-director yet. And last fall was my first walk and roll.
And how did it go for last fall?
It was a great event. Again, we were at the Virginia Zoo. We raised just a little over $10,000. That was our
Fantastic.
goal. So it's always great to meet your goal.
Yeah.
But so many friends and families came out. And it's very humbling when you're a patient with a chronic disease and you see this community of people rallying around you to support you and help find the treatment and the cure. You can't feel bad on a day like that. It really lifts you up. And it's great when we're together as a community because we just provide so much support for one another. No one
Right.
understands our daily lives like we do.
Amen. Yeah, that's a very, very true. That you're right, bringing those people together and you're doing it again this fall.
Yes.
Tell us the details about your walk and roll for this year.
Yeah. So we're going to be back at the Virginia Zoo in Norfolk. It's going to be on Saturday, September 27th. We're going to kick off at 10 a.m. Our group, admittedly, we love to eat and we love to socialize.
Nice.
So we, start off with a little breakfast, have a few speakers, get that great group photo. And then we just take a stroll around the Norfolk Zoo, which is really like a lovely park. So
Really?
pretty. Lots of trees and flowers amongst all the animals.
That sounds fantastic. Yeah, like our Milwaukee Zoo, which where I'm around that area in Wisconsin, is also known for that too, right? A nice zoo, park like setting zoos. That sounds like you're doing more than just walking, right? You're enjoying the animals, the zoo, the community, everything rolled in
Very
one.
much so. Very much so. And so we enjoy our walk. We have a few cheerleaders along the way, And then we come back, we have lunch together, we socialize, and it's a great time to support one another. Just to check in, you know, how are we doing? You know, what are we celebrating? What are our challenges? And we use that time to also plan our kind of holiday event.
Oh,
so we try to do a holiday event together. Just
excellent.
Yeah.
Wow. You totally like nailed the part of the walk and rolls that I love is the, it's great to raise the money. I mean, we know that that's what we're doing, but without the community side of it, that's probably not happening. And, you know, based on the episodes we air on this podcast, like I love hearing from the community and the connections and those things. It sounds like that goal is being met every year that you've done this, that you're bringing the people together, the touch point. Do you find then, I mean, like does your chapter grow at all, like off the walk and rolls, even by just a couple of members when these things happen? I'm curious.
Well, I might be able to answer that question better after this year.
That's true.
Last year was the first year.
Yeah, yeah.
But it certainly helps with our community engagement. So that's really important to us. We have monthly virtual meetings, and we try to plan some in-person meetings, you know, throughout the year, different events that we can do.
Nice.
Yeah.
So with that being said, those that are in the area, is there still time to register? I'm not sure when they're going to be airing this episode, but I'm imagining it's going to be, could even be day of, I don't know. I mean, do you take walk-ups that want to be involved as well?
Yeah. If you walk up and you want to be involved, we'll have QR codes available. We'll show you how to get registered on the spot.
Nice.
We would be so thrilled for you to join in. And we just want you to know there is no effort that is too small. If you show up and you are there, you're an individual or you have a team, you've raised some funds, you've shared your story, then it's a success.
Mm-hmm.
What you have done to contribute is a success. No effort's too small.
Nice. Well said. Well, thank you, Molly, for joining us. I hope we covered all the hot points of the walk and roll. It sounds like a fun event, especially when you mentioned food. I mean, I wish I was there because I would be totally into that. And of course the zoos, the animals, everything. It sounds like a really fun time, and I hope the weather cooperates as well. And I'm sure it will, but thanks for sharing it and letting us know what's going on in Virginia during your walk and roll.
Thank you so much for having us. And I look forward to seeing all of our members on the Saturday, the 27th.
In our continuation of highlighting our walk and roll events happening throughout the country, North America, maybe even the world, we bring in Meg Hart, who's going to talk a little bit about the Mid-Atlantic walk and roll. So welcome, Meg. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
First question, and I like to ask this of the great people involved in the walk and rolls that I bring on here, is what's your involvement? Like, how did this start for you? And how many walk and rolls have you been doing?
Okay. I'm actually one of the OGs for the whole
nice.
Walk and roll movement. So in, I believe, 2014, I was living in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And Beth Johnston, the Chief Community Engagement Officer from the FSHD Society, is my best friend and has been my best friend for 25 years. And so we decided to start the Colorado chapter. And we had met maybe a handful of times with a handful of people in the area. And one day, this woman named Katie Rookert attended with her husband and her kids. And she was kind of in distress. She had just been diagnosed. And she said, I just feel like I need to do something. And
mm-hmm.
so it was sort of her brainchild. The whole walk and roll was her brainchild. And the first one was in September of 2015. So I'm still, 2 years ago, I moved back to the East Coast, but I'm still on the Colorado Walk and Roll Committee.
Also. Oh, wow.
But when I moved to the East Coast, I reached out to the Mid-Atlantic leader, Kolakowski, and asked if I could help out. And she said, well, as a matter of fact, I want to step down. So,
wow. So pass the baton, right?
Last year. Pardon?
Okay. So kind of pass the baton a little bit.
Yes, she did. So this is actually my first time ever leading a walk and roll, although I've been involved in it for, 10 years. And I just attended the one in Colorado also.
Right. Yeah. Because as we're recording this, you're right. That did happen, what, last weekend? So this is
Last
the,
weekend, yeah.
yeah. Like the 13th is coming up. So yeah, it was last weekend. So that's been going on
Yep.
for 10 years, right? They celebrated the 10
Yes.
year anniversary of that event.
Yes. Yep.
There, you're right. The OG. So clearly it didn't scare you off to taking the lead on this one of all your involvement that you've had with the Colorado walk. Besides, being friends with Beth Johnson and her family, who they have FSHD within their family, do you have anybody in your family that's affected by the disease?
No.
Okay. So I think I assumed you're going to say that because I was trying to point out that is awesome. The fact that you for a friend and for the friendship that it's extended all the way to now where you're moving and then keeping that walk and roll event alive and going in the Mid-Atlantic. That walk and roll is happening on the 20th, right, of September.
Yes.
So as we record, it's coming up. Give us a little bit of details or kind of the rundown of that day.
Sure. This walk is very different from the Colorado walk and roll. Anne, who was the walk leader for I think 3 years before this year, said people are just interested in getting together, having a little bit of a social hour, walking a short way, and then pretty much leaving. There's no big events planned around it, and that was kind of e good news for me because my first year I wanted to kind of keep it easy. So it's easy and straightforward. We don't really have, we have raffles for some nice prizes and a very short walk on paved walkway, sidewalks, and a little bit of a parking lot. We get up to the top, take a group photo, come back, and then we just eat and socialize and take some pictures. And
Nice.
it's there's really nothing to it. It's very nice and relaxed.
Yeah. And it kind of brings out what I love about these walk and rolls is the gathering part, the
Yes,
socially,
exactly.
the bringing the community together. It's always great to raise money, of course. I mean, that's a huge driver in this, but considering how I've have the general episodes of these podcasts is about the community and about the people involved, that's really what the walk and rolls do, right? It's almost like a I was say it's almost like a family reunion, so to speak, like kind of bringing people back. Do you get
I
that sense
agree.
in all the ones you've been with?
Yeah, I agree. And in fact, as somebody who's been attending the Colorado one for 10 years, the highlight is seeing all these people that I only see once a year at these walks. And we made a conscious effort this year at the Mid-Atlantic to emphasize the community part of it. The speakers that we have, we'll talk about, we have one speaker who is a kinesiology professor at Towson University, and he wants to talk about a specific exercise program that he's developed for people with this disease. And then we have another speaker who is the chief medical officer. Oh my gosh, my mind just went blank on the, oh, at Epic Bio. And so he's going to talk for a few minutes. And then also one of our chapter members, Don Burke, will talk about Better Life because we had a meeting the other day and just came to the conclusion that, Better Life is something that we want to start promoting as a chapter within the bigger promotion at the FSHD Society.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, it sounds like you have some amazing pieces of information from all different aspects of the disease itself, and I'm really interested in the kinesiology person.
Me
That's
too.
that is fascinating because I'm always wondering like what those great exercise plans are, or what to do. I might have to hunt him down for a episode. Just saying.
Yeah, let me just give you some information.
Yeah,
Anne
please.
Kolakowski, who used to be the walk leader, her husband is actually on the board of the FSHD Society. And this professor reached out to them because he was looking for people to participate. So
Oh,
she's
wow.
the one, and then she invited him to an East Coast chapter meeting.
Oh,
So you
fantastic.
probably will be hearing more about him, and I'm happy to share his info.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. Sidebar. Sorry, everybody listening. But yeah,
Okay.
I just find that fascinating that, you know, once again, the exercise is what can we do to keep our bodies moving and still be safe? And anybody
Yes.
with that kind of background, I think it would be awesome. Plus, plugging the better life, definitely always trying to do that as well. I participate in that as much as possible. It's really easy. I think it's a great platform to get involved with. I love the surveys on there. So good for you guys to like plug that. So it's a little more like you're taking the larger picture FSHD Society and kind of making sure you're plugging that locally. Speaking
Yes.
of plugs, I'm sure you have sponsors. I want to make sure that we thank those because without them, right, sometimes this doesn't get off the ground so easy.
Yes. We have, of course, we have a platinum sponsor, EpiCRISPR Biotechnologies, and we have a silver spon three silver sponsors, Miracule RNA Therapeutics, Civic Science, and then my family, the Meg Hart and Bob Siegel family.
Nice. Very nice. That's fantastic. Those are great sponsors. Love the even science side, ha having the sponsors. As I've talked to different walk and roll leaders, it seems like that's becoming quite the common thing. That's awesome. When it comes to the food, you mentioned food. And if anybody's watched these episodes, I always seem to highlight that for some reason.
Yeah.
Do you, anything interesting on the menu? You can tell some guy from Wisconsin that doesn't, you know, live that direction. Like, is there anything that's like unique to your area that's being served or?
Well, there are things that are unique to this area, but they're not going to be part of the walk, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
Maryland is all about crabs,
Oh, that's true.
and
That's true. That's true.
it would be kind of
That'd be tough.
difficult to have a crab feast, but
Yeah.
maybe at some point we'll do something with that. But we're just having breakfast, kind of,
Oh, that sounds good.
bagels, pastries, fruit,
Yeah.
juice, things like that.
Perfect. Perfect. And then the park setting itself, it's Alpha Ridge Park. Is that right?
Yes.
So for someone that hasn't been there, kind of describe that
Yeah,
place.
first, let me say this park was chosen because it's so accessible, more than anything else. It has accessible restrooms. It's pretty much paved throughout the whole park. And while it's a very inconvenient location for a lot of people because our region is so huge, it includes Northern Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, Southern Pennsylvania, and
Yeah.
DC. But it really is the ideal type of park. It has also a roller, what do you, roller hockey rink, some
Awesome.
baseball fields.
Man, that'd be
It's
cool.
and then it also has an observatory. So the walk actually goes from a picnic shelter up to the observatory where at night people bring out their telescopes to look at the stars and everything.
Oh my gosh. That's a
Yeah.
fantastic park. I think that's worth the
It's
journey.
really pretty. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. Wow.
It's just that nobody lives near
Yeah,
it.
right. I get it. It's kind of a journey, right? But if you want to get involved and, you know, you make that little bit effort. I mean, you know it's coming, right? So it's not like a surprise date. You can kind of plan for that.
Right.
You have the goal of $50,000 I saw on your walk and roll site. How is that
Yes.
going?
We are actually, as of today, we're at 55K, but
Wow.
we also have a match, dollar for dollar up to $74,000.
Holy
So
cow.
we're way over our initial goal,
Yeah.
which is, we're so grateful for that. It's
Oh my
amazing.
gosh. Wow,
Yeah.
that is fantastic. That is a big number. And to get a
Yep.
match, that's also equally as generous. That is amazing.
Yes.
Well, for your first year here, taking the helm, I mean, this is very successful. And as we speak, you haven't even walked it yet. So this is already going great.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
I can't say I had anything to do with that match, but
But
and
yeah.
also have very motivated teams. They raise a lot of money for we're small but mighty.
Yeah, it sounds like that you've given quite a mighty punch, especially when it comes to the dollars. But the content and what's happening on the day, it sounds great. The walk sounds picturesque. And if I was there, I'd probably be staying for the whole like looking at the stars too at the end. I don't know. I know you're getting there at 10:30 in the morning. Granted, that's pretty early to see stars, but
Bring your sleeping
it
bag.
sounds fantastic. Yeah, bring your sleeping bag. Come the night before. So I want to make sure I didn't leave any stone unturned. Is there any other details that you wanted to share about the walk and roll before we let you go?
No, I can't think of a thing.
No. All right. Good. Hey, then we covered it all. Awesome. Well, thanks, Meg, for letting us know what you'll be doing out there in the mid-Atlantic. I hope it's going to be a blast. I pray for good weather for you and that all goes well.
Thank you very much.
So, highlighting the FSHD walk and roll events happening throughout the country, we are highlighting what's going on in Idaho as we bring in CeCe Bell to talk to us about what's happening on that walk and roll. She has some great background and she's visited some in the past and been at, or I should say attended them. So a lot to talk about in a short amount of time. So welcome, CeCe. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Your background with, or involvement or pull to kind of get involved with the FSHD Society, where did that start for you?
My brother has FSHD. My mom does too. She's never been officially diagnosed, but now that we know what it is, we know she has it. But he hasn't really come out, so to speak. And so last year, I think, was more him trying to dip his toe into new things. He started getting involved in walk and roll, started going to conferences, and he invited us to go with him and his wife to one in San Diego. And so once I knew that he'd given us the go-ahead to kind of get involved and talk more about it, and I got really excited, and we decided to go to a walk and roll in Utah, put on by Allison. She did a great job. And then the very next weekend, we met them in San Diego and did a walk and roll in San Diego with them as well. And so I had so much fun, and I don't think there has ever been one in Idaho Falls before. So I thought I would try it. And I called Allison in Utah and asked for some advice on how to do it. And she said, "You know what? It's a great year for you to try to start because there's not going to be one in Utah this year." So I was like, "Great, let's do it." And we decided to roll with it. And now we have one in 2 weeks.
Only 2 weeks away, right? Only 2 weeks.
Yes,
It comes
very
on, it comes
nerve-wracking.
fast. Yes, because it is an event that you probably work on a lot throughout the year. I think people see the finished product, but there's a lot of work going on prior, right?
Right.
So
Yeah,
what's
there is.
yeah. So what about that experience? Like how has that been to build up and work?
It's been so amazing, honestly, because I have been so overwhelmed with gratitude for everyone that has helped out and been willing to participate and wanted to get involved. We have really gotten a community started, and I had met a friend at work and found out that she has 2 children that have FSHD.
Oh,
And
wow.
so when I decided to do this, I reached out and said, "Hey, I'm doing this." She was the only other person I know in this area that has a tie to FSHD. And so I asked if she wanted to be involved or just even attend. And she's so sweet. She was like, "Oh, I want to do this with you." And so her and her daughter Kendra, who was on your podcast a couple weeks ago, they have been so monumental in helping. My husband's been helping a lot too. And just to see the community come together and see so many people donate and donate for the raffle, donate to the event, are willing to bring their food trucks, bring their products and their businesses to the event and be there for free. It's
Oh,
really
wow.
overwhelming
That
how giving
is.
people have been.
Wow. That is fantastic. Yeah, that's a lot of positive
It's really cool.
push right there. Yeah. And then so as you talk about that with those help or sponsorships, I want to make sure that we thank them and that you mention them. Like name a couple. So I think I saw one that looked like a pretty cool restaurant there. But I'll let you do that.
Yeah, so we definitely want to give a big shout out to our sponsors. Firehouse Grill is a local restaurant here. They're awesome. SRMG. We also have friends of FSHD who have donated, Dr. Boyd Southwick, Kitchen Tune Up, and Exclusive Properties, along with a long list of in-kind sponsors that you can see on our Intermountain Walk and Roll page. And that is a long list of people who've donated to either be at the event or donated to the raffle. And we are so grateful for every single one of them.
Yeah, there's a lot. You had a lot of great
And more
sponsors
coming,
and
yeah.
more coming. That's fantastic. Because I've talked to other walk and roll leaders, and they all have a good amount of sponsors, but I'm not going to lie. And I mean, I'm definitely in the competitive world. You guys might have the lead from what I've seen so far. So you must be doing something right there, because it does take a village, right, to kind of throw something together like this. You're not going to be out there.
It does. And that's why I really have to give a shout out to Darcy and her daughter, Kendra. They have been so monumental in this community. And huge shout out to our community in Idaho Falls. They've been amazing coming together, especially for our first time in Idaho Falls walk and roll.
Yeah, first time. And sometimes it's exciting. Sometimes it's nerve-wracking, maybe all together. Right?
It's both.
Yeah, it's both.
Yeah.
And so they're all going to meet at Eagle Point Park on the 27th, yes. 1 p.m. looks like it starts. Tell us a little bit about Eagle Point Park. What is that experience like?
Yeah, my husband and I spent hours and days going to every park in our city and even out of the city to make sure that we had a park that had a playground for the children, had wheelchair accessible walking path, a wheelchair accessible bathroom, and had covered seating. So we had all these boxes we needed to check. And Eagle Point Park, it's right in Ammon for those who know the area. It's got all the things that we need. It has a parking lot. It's wheelchair accessible for all the things, has power, has covered seating, and it has a perfect circular paved path for us to walk during the event. So I am very excited. And it's going to be set up, like I said, with food trucks, balloon art. We'll have permanent jewelry there. Face paints and ice cream, all the things. Ooh, yeah. So I'm really excited, and I think it's going to be a great venue and hopefully a place that we can use in the future as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're paving your own path. You guys are pioneers here,
yeah.
You know, and then you're successful the first year, and it sounds like I wouldn't doubt you're like, all right, how do we make it bigger and better next year? But one year at a time. I mean, this sounds like an amazing event. You had me at ice cream, by the way, yeah. Along with that Firehouse restaurant. That sounds good. I'm kind of a food guy when it comes to these walk and rolls. I'm always like, what are you guys eating? Or what are you doing? Or what's totally different? And you have a lot of character in the community coming, you know, really representing the area, it sounds like. So it's going to be a real treat for those that maybe are out of the area that might come, right? They're going to experience a little bit of what that part of Idaho has to bring.
Yeah, I hope so. I do know we did make it Intermountain, so we could have people from all over coming. And I do know that we have someone from Twin Falls, which is a couple hours away. Minette, who was the Idaho chapter director.
That's right.
She and her daughter are going to attend, and I'm really excited to meet them.
That's cool. Yes, yeah. I remember them. I thought they had, in their area, I think of Idaho, they had one. I think they had a pancake breakfast style.
That sounds great.
I was like, dude, yeah, pancakes? Yeah, that's great. No, it's to me, that's what's been so fun to listen and see what each one of these walk and rolls bring. There's so much more. Like, it's not just like this cookie cutter, this is what we're going to do. Everyone kind of puts their own local splash to it and flavor, and I think it's fantastic. So it sounds like you got some good takeaways then from going to Utah and the San Diego one. That feels like that invigorated you. Would you recommend others that are on the fence to get involved with this or not to do that, to go visit some, attend them?
Oh, totally. We had such a blast visiting the walk and rolls. They're so fun to have that community, get to know people and see. I was telling you prior to this that before going to one, I had never seen somebody else besides my family that was like, wow. And it was so cool to recognize you're not alone, recognize that there's this community there. And so that part of it is amazing. But then on top of that, they're just fun. They're all different. We have a lot of leeway on how we want the event to look. I know some people have live music, some people have races, some people have games. Both the Utah and San Diego ones that we attended were really different and both really amazing. Silent auctions, raffles, different kinds of food. They're amazing just to open perspective, get to know people, and of course to get ideas if it's something that you plan on doing.
Right. Right. That's, and you do get support. You're right. I mean, FSHE side does give you more or less a kit, and this is kind of what you can go off of, but the freedom to kind of expand it in different directions wherever it takes you and be creative is always helpful. I think that then draws more attention, draws more people. But you talk a lot about like the community and getting people there and meeting each other. That's almost more valuable in a way than the funds that are raised, right? I mean, what, you know, the way that those experiences are with people coming together. Do you find it like that? It's almost going to feel like a reunion, so to speak, even though it's the first one, but still, right?
Yeah,
like reunion
totally.
Style.
I mean, I remember when I met Darcy at work, I had never talked to anybody about my family having FSHD. And I don't even know how it came up, but it did. Yeah. And I remember going home and telling my husband, I just met someone who knows about FSHD. And it was like so invigorating. And I just, this loneliness that you don't know you had just like is comforted. And, you know, we're not meant to be alone. We're not meant to do things alone. I think COVID really showed us that, right? It was
for sure
so horrible to be isolated. And I think that when we reach out and we put ourselves out there, at least in my experience, I've been pleasantly surprised at how supportive everyone has been. I mean, with this walk and roll, right? I don't have to come out and say I have FSHD, but to do this walk and roll for the first time was really vulnerable and scary. And it is scary. But so many people have showed up, and that has made all the difference. And we've made so many friends and met so many new people in the community. And I mean, that makes all the difference in this life, right? We shouldn't go through this life alone.
No. And it's a great example of just what you said, right? A way to bring the community together. Realize you're not on an island by yourself. There's others. They might be far away. They might be close, but they're out there. And to find them is a real special thing. So having these events is to me crucial to the community, mental health. It all helps in so many ways, and things that you maybe don't even see how it's helping people. And a lot of people look forward to it. So I think you having one, being the first one, is probably really exciting for many, because they're like, wait, I can go to that. It's closer, or, you know,
I hope so. Bad,
right? Like, hey, that's, and now it's going to open up a world maybe for them that they didn't know was there. So what you're doing, I think, is fantastic. And I'm glad that you were able to share it with us. Lastly, I wanted to ask then about the dollar goals. You guys are close. It's like you got 10,000, right, is your goal. And where are we at right now when we record this about early September? But how close are you guys?
Yes, we are at 7.3 right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is so exciting. I know. Yeah. I was so nervous when we set the goal, because I just thought no one in this community probably even knows what this is.
Yeah.
And so 10,000, I wanted to do 5, and my team, of course, being the amazing team that they are, they're like, let's do 10. And so, nice. 7.3, we're really close. I'm hoping we get a lot more at the event, and I'm hoping we can reach our goal and then do even more next year.
Oh, I guarantee it. You guys are going to blow past the goal. By the time this airs and the walk and roll is going on, this will be like old news. It'll be a whole huge number for sure. Well, thank you, Cece, for joining us, letting us know about your brand new walk and roll you put together. Thanks for being part of our FSHD army. I really appreciate all what you're doing. You represent your family and our community great. So I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity.
You bet.
See ya.
I hope you enjoyed all the interviews that were brought to you today as we highlighted the National Walk and Roll to Cure FSHD today on the 20th. And these walks will be happening throughout the rest of this month into October even. So look for those and try to be a part of them if you can. It's a great time to bring together the community as we highlighted throughout these conversations. The takeaways, like I like to do in our podcast, is really for me, is the awareness that this is bringing. So many people that maybe have gone to those parks and events and wondering what's happening. It's a great time to educate people and let them be aware that FSHD exists. The funds that are raised are astronomical amounts of money that help to go to curing this terrible disease. The unique events that each walk and roll has. That was my, my fun takeaway with this. I love hearing all the different things that are happening if it's in Virginia or in Idaho or in the Mid-Atlantic or wherever. I mean, Amy Beck, you're describing the costume contest or that kind of maze game. I mean, those are fun, unique things. And I challenge all those walk and rolls throughout the next years to bring out those unique things in your community and highlight those things. I'd love to hear about them. And lastly, of course, yes, is the community base. As I always mentioned throughout, that's what this podcast is about. That's what the walk and roll events are about, is the community. There's the science behind what we're fighting. There's, you know, physical therapists that'll help us, and there's the doctors, and there's the caregivers for sure, all within our community. But the people with the disease, that's who we're trying to help. From the very young, without a question, we have to include them. And I hope that this brings awareness to that group for sure. It needs to be highlighted more and more and more. Hopefully even those walk and rolls help that. And as we push forward to find a cure. So thanks for joining us today. Thank you for being a part of this walk and roll event. Keep walking, keep rolling. And thanks for tuning in. You've listened to the FSHD Straight Talk podcast.